From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in London today for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Mr. Obama arrived in London after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia, where he spoke to reporters about the situation in Syria.
In Syria, the cessation of hostilities is obviously under tremendous strain, including continued violations by the Assad regime. This violence is yet another reminder that there is only one way to end this civil war, as our GCC partners agree: a transitional governing body, a new constitution with free elections, including a transition away from Assad.
Following meetings in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts. Death toll from an explosion at a chemical plant in southeastern Mexico standing now at 24, many others still missing, another 136 hurt in the blast in Veracruz State. Cause of that explosion not immediately known. Reuters reporting this hour, a powerful earthquake measuring 6.0 struck Ecuador as the country still struggles to recover from a deadly quake that killed 587 people. That was last Saturday. United States has welcomed the start of the Yemen peace talks that began in Kuwait on Thursday after being delayed when opposition delegations stayed home complaining of ceasefire violations by pro-government forces. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. continues to believe the talks are vitally important for Yemen right now. He said the U.S. urges all parties, that is, to engage in good faith to end the conflict. This is VOA News.